Good day, I'm John Slagers. A fire this morning in the Lamar's Industrial Park has the attention of Lamar's Fire Rescue. They were called to the Tritz Pallet Company on 18th Street Southwest. The east building at the site was on fire. Few details are available as firemen are still at the scene. Daylight savings time starts Sunday. Lamar's Fire Rescue Chief Dave Shipper says while you set your clocks this weekend, check your smoke detectors too.
Yeah, we talk about the change your clock, change your battery. Most fire fatalities that we have nationwide, statewide, even some unfortunately we've had years in the past locally, they haven't had a working smoke detector. You know, those things save lives. It's one of those devices that will work for you 365 days a year. You just got to pop a battery in it a couple times.
Shipper says there are some homes which do not have smoke detectors.
Unfortunately, you know, a few years ago we got a grant for about 333, I think, smoke detectors, and they were gone in a month. It's hard to believe that, you know, at this day and age you'd come across a home that doesn't have one, but there's a lot out there yet, so... If you don't have a smoke detector, please go get one. They're very economical, and as we said, they save lives and they'll work for you 365 days a year. But you have to keep the batteries changed in them.
Emily Holly with the Iowa chapter of the American Red Cross says alarms should be placed in every level of the home, including inside and outside bedrooms and sleeping areas. Last year, Red Cross volunteers helped more than 1,800 people in Iowa who were affected by nearly 600 home fires. The House was nearly unanimous in its support of a bill that would give parents more authority over their children's social media accounts. State Representative Tom Jennery of Lamar said the bill places more restrictions on social media access to teens.
There can be threats and all kinds of things on social media that can lead people, young adults and so forth, to do things that they normally wouldn't do, and tragically, you know, few people have committed suicide because they've been bullied on social media. So that's what we're trying to stop.
If the bill becomes law, social media companies must give a parent access to their minor child's Instagram, Snapchat, or other accounts and the ability to shut down those accounts. Federal law currently prohibits anyone under the age of 13 from having their own social media account. Orange City Area Health System is experiencing a service disruption due to a vendor cybersecurity incident reported last month impacting Optum and Change Healthcare. Change Healthcare provides the health system with a large umbrella of services comprised of insurance verification, benefit eligibility and authorization, claim submission, and payment processing. Sanford Health, the system's business partner, took immediate steps and disconnected from Change Healthcare upon being alerted of the incident. Patients will notice a delay in receiving authorization, processing of claims, receipt of explanation of benefits from their insurance company, and receipt of account statements from Orange City Area Health. Processing of claims will resume as soon as a safe connection can be established. There were a handful of building permits granted in Plymouth County in February. Just one farm permit was granted for a waste pit in American Township. There were three non-farm permits granted, a garage add-on in Johnson Township, a home addition in Fredonia Township, and a residence in Union Township. Total value of the projects was some $300,000. And the Sioux County Sheriff's Department arrested a Sioux City man. The arrest stemmed from a report of trespassing that occurred Tuesday. A resident reported that Justin Cloud, 49, of Sioux City, was inside a farm building at a farm property on 480th Street east of Morris. Cloud left the area but was later stopped by deputies of the Plymouth County Sheriff's Office. After an arrest for charges in Plymouth County, Cloud was transported to Sioux County, where he was charged with first-degree trespassing and theft. That's KLEM News. I'm John Slagers.